Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, it's Jennifer Jones with Marketing Voices. Today I'm going to be talking all about measurement, and I've been interviewing people in the past about measurement, but I've got a woman who is going to be telling us all about what's new in measurement over the last 90 days. And I'm going to be speaking with Margaret Coles, who's COO of Factor TG. And Factor TG is a marketing measurement and accountability company based in San Francisco. So welcome to Marketing Voices, Margaret.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great. So what do you see that's really new in measurement over the last 90 days? Let's jump right into it.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a very exciting time in measurement right now as we narrow our focus. The thing that people are looking at these days is really something that we've coined micro-mix allocation, where we begin to look at the emerging media touch points that our clients are using in marketing, things like social media, and how do those fit into their overall online and emerging program, and then creating a mix allocation that helps them understand how to allocate budget across each of those components.
So what are sort of the key things that you're telling them about, obviously, this whole micro mix?
Well, something that I think is the most important learning out of this sort of an effort is that just because you see some sort of transactional trail out of it, for example, in search where you would see clicks or in podcasting where you might see downloads, that's just really the tip of the iceberg in terms of the impact. The greater impact, the larger amount of impact is really below the surface, and you really only get at that when you come at it to measure the entire experience. That's what we do, and when we look at consumers and what their change in opinion and behavior is after an exposure to something like social media or online or search, we're able to quantify that for the advertiser.
So give us a sense, without too much of a sales pitch, about how you kind of do that, about the science behind it somewhat.
Well, it's a very interesting area. It really merges marketing science, which involves complex modeling, and market research, which is the gold standard of looking at how do you ask questions to get reliable answers. We put those two things together, and really there are some innovations that have occurred with the advent of the Internet and identification of assets that let us really track some behaviors and at the same time capture attitudes and intentions from consumers.
So you're really ultimately, I would assume, measuring influence somewhat and also engagement.
Yes, absolutely.
And so ultimately, are you looking at all aspects when you talk about social media? You're looking at blogs, you're looking at podcasts, you're looking at obviously community sites, that sort of thing?
It's anything and everything, and the idea is that you can put the crosshairs against any one of those elements and look at what impact that's having individually and then what the synergistic impact is between that element and exposures to multiple elements in your mix.
So what companies are using it at this point that you can talk about?
Well, a large automotive company, Nissan, for example, is very advanced in this area, looking at all areas of their marketing program with a microscope and fine-tuning specific elements against their marketing funnel.
So what about, sort of smaller companies? Do you have any clients that are, a lot of the listeners of Marketing Voices are $300, $400 million companies or even smaller than that? Are you seeing this kind of trend with these companies?
Yes, it's interesting because, the companies that are a little bit, I would call them mid-sized to smaller, obviously they have less marketing investment to apply. And so the concern there has always been, how do I get the most out of every dollar? And they're doing very innovative things with emerging media because the price points are within their means.
So can you give me a sense, just maybe in 30 seconds, a minute and a half, kind of the scale of almost like a case study of something you could talk about how you really go about doing what you do?
Well, what we do is obviously involving tagging everything that's happening. If there's a digital touch point, then we have code that we put on your media program. We also use scraping and other tools to try to understand what's happening out there for, in the blogosphere or whatever area that you are using in your media mix. And then what we do is survey people who are having those experiences or who are being exposed to these different elements, and we compare their responses to those people who did not have that experience. So it really is, in the classical sense, experimental design or a control and test group where we can create data that says for sure or 100% that this was caused by that experience.
Can you give me some idea of cost? I realize that's a really tough question because you're trying to, you know, ballpark across the board, but just some idea of cost just so for the listeners so that they can really get a sense of what kind of budgets they need to have?
It tends to, again, at the low and the high ends, it's very different, but in general, it's about 1% of the expenditure into that particular tactic that you're looking to measure.
So 1% of the budget. So if they were to spend $300,000 on something, it would be 1% of $300,000.
Yes.
I see. So what about companies that you're, you know, working with outside the U.S.? Are you getting some sense of, you know, trends there versus U.S.? I mean, can you give me some sense of kind of, you know, if there's anything you're seeing that they're doing that U.S. isn't or vice versa?
Mobile is a much bigger deal worldwide than it is in the U.S. right now. We're doing a lot of interesting measurement in mobile in Asia and in Europe, and that as the window to the internet, and then all of these emerging tactics, of course, are being delivered through a mobile interface versus being delivered through a screen on a computer. So I would say that is the key difference right now between the U.S. and the global experience.
So what if somebody or a company doesn't do, whether it's with you or with one of your competitors, what if they aren't starting to, you know, use measurement in marketing? What would be your advice to those people?
Well, my advice would be that the board and the executive suite has already been thinking about this, and so it might be better to be ahead of the curve. My advice to them would be to begin by measuring something, just anything, to get that practice going. And it obviously, like most programs, you can extend as you start to measure one thing, you can begin to add other measurements in. But if you're not measuring right now, it's something that will come down onto you if you don't get ahead of it.
So what kind of advice would you give people that are sort of just starting out? I mean, you say, you know, start somewhere. I mean, is it better to start with a blogging effort? Is it better to start with a podcasting effort? Is it better to start with, community effort? I mean, where could they start?
Always the very first place to start is with your target customer base and to understand where they are. And that is the first thing that we always recommend, is that you have to understand where they are, and that will tell you how you should begin to start measuring, because you'll know where your emphasis should be.
Okay, great. Well, Margaret, thank you very much. I really appreciate your joining me on Marketing Voices.
Thank you, Jennifer.
So I've been talking to Margaret Coles, who's COO of Factor TG, which is a marketing measurement and accountability company based in San Francisco, California. And for all of my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.